We have welcomed a new underwriter on board here at Robinhood Radio, and we'd like to welcome on board officially right now Hudson Valley Preservation is the name of the business, and we have Mason Lord with us right now. Mason, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're located, of course, in Kent, Connecticut, which for people that have not heard of you before, Hudson Valley Preservation, exactly what is it that you do?
We are a design-build remodeling company. And so that means that we supply the architecture as well as the build. We're a company that's a one-stop shop for any kind of contemporary, historic home, Litchfield County, Dutchess County. And we mainly focus on renovations. We do a lot of work on antique homes. I trained in as a restoration apprentice with the National Trust for Historic Preservation back in the early 80s. So yeah. We have a lot of experience with how to handle old homes, how to do the work reversibly. We're also very interested in energy conservation and improving of the buildings, making them more comfortable.
And what's interesting about this, this might be the first time people are hearing about you, but you have been, you're now in your 29th year.
Yes, that's correct. And one of our, I guess you could say, problems is that when people read Hudson Valley Preservation, there's two problems. One, that we're in Kent, Connecticut, and we're about 1,000 yards from the Housatonic River, and they don't know what we do. They think we preserve trees. So we're trying to change that misconception.
I guess I can put it this way. If you know, a lot of people now get a lot of their ideas from magazines, on the internet, and TV shows. Really, Hudson Valley Preservation as a business has been doing for 29 years what has become incredibly popular with homes and buildings that you see now on TV all over the place.
Yes, and I find that some of those TV shows simplify it a little bit.
Just a little. Just a little.
It's right. Boom, bang, we're done.
But we're speaking once again right now with Mason Lord, Hudson Valley Preservation there in Kent, Connecticut. And as we've just explained to you, the Hudson Valley Preservation part, there's history involved in there, but they don't only deal with historical municipal buildings or historical plots of land. What they are is basically renovation and remodeling, but with a specialization with what they've been doing over 29 years of working with buildings and bringing them back, I would think, to their glory in appearance-wise, but also, as you just said, structure-wise and efficiency-wise, updating them but keeping the building still with that historical look that they have.
Yes, that's correct. And also, when we analyze a home, every home is different, and every renovation project is the prototype. So we have to be very careful, as the building codes have improved, to make sure that whatever we do doesn't mess up the house, because some of these homes are 200 years old and they haven't had any kind of a problem until now. So, sorry about that.
Sorry.
So the antique homes you have to be very careful with.
Now, what's great about this, and what's come a long way, towns are doing this, and I think more and more people are doing this as well, is that it used to be anything that was old was taken down. Now people are trying to find the resources and the ways and the help to take something that's existing and reutilize it. There's no better form of recycling, I would think, than taking a building that's a building that's been around for centuries and recycling it and bringing it back to life.
Yes, that's correct. There's an old saying that the greenest home is the one that's already built. And that's particularly important today with the climate emergency, that the materials that we use not only help us with the operation of the building, so making it more efficient, less energy dollars and pollution, but also we're looking at the embodied carbon of the materials. So the embodied carbon is the work necessary to get the materials out of the ground, manufactured, and brought to the job site. And the embodied carbon is very important today because we don't have a lot of time to reverse the climate change. So the best materials to use are wood, plant-based materials. So we're trying to get away as much as we can from some of the high embodied carbon materials, such as foam, and using more plant-based insulation materials.
We are speaking with Mason Lord, once again, Hudson Valley Preservation, which is located at 23 South Main Street in Kent, Connecticut. And what's so interesting about what they do at Hudson Valley Preservation is, yes, they deal with historic homes, both contemporary and historic homes, barns, if you're a historical society and you have some work that might be done. But I think an important part also here, Mason, when I'm talking to you, is when people decide to remodel a house that has already been done once and kept within the historical perspective, you then can do things on not only remodeling whole houses, but also making improvements and additions just as a separate line along with a total reconstruction project.
Yeah, so we do really one of our favorite types of projects is to do an addition onto an older home that helps people with space problems in their home. And maybe, especially in a lot of antique homes, they have low ceilings. And to be able to create a space that is more open, airy, gets a lot more light into it, is a benefit. And along with doing what we can to improve the existing structure.
And as you say, I'm looking at your in some of your press notes on you. You use carbon neutral, which we've been talking about, materials as much as possible, and utilizing building science really as a principle going forward in all your projects.
Yes, and building science is very important with older homes, and I would suggest that anybody that works with builders or remodelers make sure that their contractor, architect, understands building science. As the building codes have increased and the requirements for energy have become much more stringent, there's problems that can happen with moisture if you don't understand what your wall assembly is made of. And that's where people get in trouble. You have a 200-year-old timber frame house, survived for a long time, and you start insulating the walls, and if moisture gets in there, then the insulation falls down. Those houses, once you enclose your sandwich with and put some pink fluffy stuff in there, if it gets wet, you can create rot. So understanding of building science and understanding which way water moves and not creating a double vapor sandwich in your wall is very important.
Once again, our guest this morning from Hudson Valley Preservation, Mason Lord, they're located at 23 South Main Street in Kent. Now, here's something interesting that you can't always get when we speak to an underwriter, and that is, if you want to get an idea of what Mason is talking about and learn more, they're going to have a public presentation coming up on Saturday, September 21st at 4 p.m. at the Sherman Public Library. And I love what you've titled this, Heroes and Villains, How Not to Have a Nightmare Renovation.
Yes, and we're having a lot of fun putting this together. If you Google bad contractors, you get millions of hits. Even if you Google good contractors, you get millions of hits on bad contractors. And I don't think that in this area there are a lot of bad contractors, but I think people need to take more responsibility in their renovation project. And, you know, some people spend more time planning their vacation than they do their remodeling project. So this will help people to navigate what is really a very difficult and intimidating process so that they feel more comfortable. And I just like to add that if any, we're doing this at the Sherman Library. We would like to do it in this presentation in other nonprofits. And that if anybody is interested in having us come for that, we would love to do it.
All right. For contact information, folks, you can call 860-592-0500, 860-592-0500. More information, of course, is available on the web, hvpcorp.com. That's hvpcorp.com. And once again, this public presentation, September 21st, that's a Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Sherman Public Library, Heroes and Villains, How Not to Have a Nightmare Renovation. Mason, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today. And we hope a bunch of people attend that presentation coming up on September 21st in Sherman.
Great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the time, and I hope a lot of people show up too.